Hello and welcome to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I talk about what's going on in my life, usually with a lesson I've learned, some tips and tricks you can follow that helped me, and a lot of laughs in each episode. If this sounds like something you would enjoy hearing, feel free to follow the podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram page linked below. Bye. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I have no idea how to start off this episode except to say happy February. I think I should have said that in last week's episode, but it's just been crazy. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that is where we're at. Feb is a funny month because there are a lot of anniversaries happening in Feb. It's the podcast's anniversary. It's my birthday, which is like an anniversary because it happens once a year. It's Valentine's Day. And it's also the end of the financial year, which is like an anniversary in its own way. So a lot of things happening in Feb, and I don't know why I'm very melancholy recording this episode, but it is what it is. Today's episode is all about the podcast. We finished off the planning series last month, but I thought because the first official episode ever was done on the 17th of Feb 2020. Meaning the podcast is 3 years old this year, and the 17th is so close to Valentine's Day that I decided to just swap the episode, so to speak. So next week is going to obviously be the Valentine's episode, and this week is the podcast birthday episode. So yeah, let's get on with the episode. Podcasting on and off for the last 3 years has been life-changing in ways I did not expect. A lot of it has been various reasons, because I think we all change and grow as we go through life. I originally just started this podcast for fun, and then it had this underlying tone of helping others, especially with mental health, which will always be something I advocate for. And more recently, it's just come full circle to being a audio diary of my life and what's been going on, because it keeps me on track. It's a living diary in a way, not in a Harry Potter way with the Horcruxes, but more of just I'm able to look back and compare and see where I was in certain places and certain spaces, because we don't realize how quickly things change. I mean, last year, Feb, I was on a whole other kind of happiness. My friend was getting married, there was bridal showers, afterwards I would have gotten a new puppy. There were so many things going on, and it was a very high moment. And this year kind of feels a bit like a low moment, just because of all the grief, which I always say no one really truly gets over. But just because there are good moments and there are bad moments doesn't mean it always stays that way. And having this space to be able to go back and re-listen to what I was going through back then is always fun, especially because I have a bit of an advantage because I have the original audios. So like I mentioned in the previous episode, I have all three versions of one episode that I recorded. I have original version of episodes where I've had to cut things just due to time constraints. There's a lot of things that I have that isn't put out, but I know that. Funny enough, last week I actually had a slip of the tongue where I accidentally said my sister's name on an episode. Luckily, I immediately caught it and was able to just correct what I was saying and just refer to her as my sister instead of putting her name out there. But it was a fun little thing for me to acknowledge, even if no one else knows about it. And that's just the small things that I enjoy about this. I'm able to just talk all my nonsense and get it out there, and the anonymity of it is fun. Yes, even if people do know who I am or they are aware that it's me doing this podcast, for other people outside of that, that's fine. Like, I like that aspect of being hidden, because it's not about publicizing who I am. It's about shared life experiences. We can all relate to one thing someone is saying, and that's what makes it human, which is why I tend to leave a lot of small errors in. Like, I will leave maybe a stutter in, or if there is something that's like blah, 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 no, keep it in there just for a bit of fun, and to just have it be more human instead of being just someone reading a script, it being very robotic or it being very monotone. I like a bit of variety in my audio, so that is just what it's been about. It's been a fun journey to do this, and I'm looking forward to the next at least 3 years of this podcast, because like I did mention previously, this is not something I ever plan on giving up. It may evolve and change, but it's never gonna be out of my life, even if I do take a break like I did last year for a few months. Like, it's never gonna be completely gone, because it's also a very fun tool for me to actually use just to think out loud sometimes. I do know the other day I was just going through the most with work, and I just recorded a voice note on my phone that I never intend to publish or things like that, but it's just a way for me to talk and get it out. So yeah, it's been a thing that I've just enjoyed. And one thing I've actually decided to compare to, since it is Valentine's Day, is a relationship. It's something you work on constantly, it's something you put effort into. And one thing I do know is that some people set goals for their relationship and have meetings and things like that. And one of the first people I heard it from was Adrian Houghton from The Real. She's one of the hosts. She has a YouTube channel. She was a Disney singer. She was in a group. She was one of the Cheetah Girls. She explained how she and her husband have like a monthly meeting, and they set goals for their relationship, and they talk about what they want to do next. And I'm just like, that is so clever, because it's not something people generally do, or at least it's not talked about a lot from my perspective. And I think it's just because I'm not in a romantic relationship that I'm not familiar with it. But I think it's a very clever thing to do. So, keeping with the theme of setting goals and all of the planning I did last year, I set up a special page in my bullet journal for my goals, just for my podcast. And I broke them down into 3 sections: short-term goals, medium-term goals, and long-term goals. The short-term ones I want to achieve by the first like 6 months of the year. I definitely wanted locked and loaded, which is generally gonna fall in my 3 month work period of my first goal setting block. So that's going to be locked down in March, April, and May. And then if it takes a bit longer, I'm cool with that. And then the medium-term goals are things I'm planning to do in the next 6 months or after. So this is probably going to start at about June, July, somewhere there. And then long-term goals are stuff that are kind of just up in the air. They don't really have deadlines per se. They are just things I eventually want to do. So kind of almost like bucket list type stuff for the podcast. But some stuff I actually need to work on. But yeah, I'll get there. So first things first, short-term goals. I want to upload once a week until December. And my current upload day is a Wednesday. This is important to me because I tend to follow that old adage from the Afrikaans saying, van uitstel kom afstel. Which is basically, if you put it off long enough, you'll eventually just not do it. And I'm trying to live by that motto in opposites. So instead of just leaving it until I eventually don't do it, I'm going to do it until I eventually get it done. Which, if you take last week's episode as an example, I was supposed to upload on a Wednesday. My original upload day was on a Tuesday. I moved it to Wednesday to give me time, and I did not get there. But I eventually got there, even though I had to stay up late on Thursday to get it done. And that is the kind of effort I want to keep putting in. I want to make sure I get an episode out every week, even if it's late, just because I know, like with what happened last year, if I put it off long enough, I'm just gonna drop off the face of the earth for like 3 months. And I don't want that. So yeah, even if it takes me 3 days, I will eventually upload for that week. And I wanna stick to that until I get to December and do Podmas. So yes, I do understand December is like the whole year, but if I get into the habit of uploading on time, like I mentioned last week, I want to get ahead in episodes, so I'm at least 1 week ahead. If I can do that and just have a bit of leeway, I'm good. So
I want to definitely work on building up a steady routine around doing my podcast so that I'm not gonna fall off the wagon and actually survive till December. So that's the first one for short term. The second one is posting on Instagram more often. I'm getting better at this. I still need to work on it, but I'm definitely upping my game. And the goal is to post 3 to 4 times a week. So I have a plan. I've been sticking to it, but it's definitely going to improve and I've already done well. So I'm happy with that, but I want to keep going. And then my third and final goal is to get a solid routine, be ahead by 1 week, and have my topics planned for the year. So this is a bit of a difficult one because I did explain I have a year's template going and I basically just name it uploads for 2023. Every upload date is there and I just have like a little blurb or something about what's happening that week. Like for example, next week is Valentine's, the week after is my birthday. And then I kind of just shuffle around topics and stuff until I get to where I need to be. So for now, I only have enough topics to cover me until about May, the 1st of May. So I have a couple of other ideas that I'm going to be touching on. Obviously, I've already put in my 3-month goal update. I've put in public holidays and things like that. December, obviously, Podmas, that's already ticked off. But I need to find out the prompts I'm doing for Podmas this year. I'm actually thinking of doing it completely different. There's a song prompt list that I want to do, but I'll see how that goes. There's obviously public holidays or national days that are celebrated, like Mother's Day, Father's Day, public holidays like Workers' Day, Freedom Day. In the earlier months, we've got Human Rights Day next month, Women's Day in August, we've got Heritage Day in September, which is obviously Pride Day. So there's a lot going on that I can just insert as a public holiday and then speak about it, but I like to do something different. So I want to definitely refine at least some ideas and then also just check out old podcasts on things that I maybe mentioned that I never got to. So yeah, those are just my short-term goals, just so that I can have an idea of where we're going with this, what are we doing with this, and what's going to be happening, because that is going to make getting ahead much easier for me. And they always say the easiest path is the one of least resistance. So I'm trying to put as little resistance as possible between me and a completed episode. So yeah, for the medium term goals, I want to start putting this channel on YouTube, just because YouTube can be a bit easier when it comes to doing ads and earning a revenue from it. But the real reason is point number two, which is I want to do vlogs or monthly wrap-ups or something like that. Just because I do like to take a lot of B-roll footage just for myself. Like when we went on the flights to the funeral, I loved it. I recorded like everything from the food to the hotel to the room to the scenery to when we were out, the family, the places we were at. As much as it was a sad event, I would have loved to just put that in a wrap up for myself, if for no one else in my family, and maybe send them like a private link for the video, or even just post footage of just the trip, because it was so enjoyable to get away and to fly. I love flying. So just have something more visually memorable, like especially if I'm speaking about my templates or what a spread looks like, to have a visual representation of that as you're listening to the podcast episode, that is something I would enjoy doing. So that is something I definitely want to do. And the third medium-term goal ties into the previous two, is that I want to rebrand the podcast. That has been something that has been plaguing me since last year. I've definitely been thinking about changing it up last year, but this year it just hit me straight in the face. I want to rebrand the podcast, and I've been debating, do I first rebrand and then post everything on the YouTube channel, or do I first post it and then rebrand? And I'm just like, I have no idea. That's something I definitely need to think of. So anyone's two cents is very much welcome. But yeah, that is definitely something I want to do. And I want to do it this year. Those are the medium-term goals. And the long-term goals for the podcast is to reach 200 episodes, which is going to take a couple years. Because I don't count Podmas as 31 episodes. I count it as just like one. Not even. It's not an episode. It's Podmas. It's on its own. Other than that, there's about 50 episodes a year. Actually less. If there's 52 weeks in a year, and I'm not doing the 4 to 5 weeks of December, so it's about 47. You can check the math on that. 46, 47 episodes, which will take at least like 4 or 5 years to reach episode 200, but I'm not stressed about that. Sponsored is the next goal. I want to get sponsored, or at least get some form of ad revenue from this, because what I want to do is point number 3 for my long-term goals. And it's to make a proper recording space for this podcast. So I've been buying bits and bobs for the podcast just so that I can thrive in doing it. I've got a microphone. I've got a good device to record on. I've got my editing. But I want a proper space because I know there is a bit of a noise issue, especially when it's a high traffic night that I need to record on, and then there's just a lot of background noise from like cars or people having a party or just the family next door having a party and there's just kids and screaming, or even if it's a summer day and the other neighbors are splashing in their pool, like that gets annoying. So I'm always trying to find quiet places to record, which if I just had the studio or a mini setup, I'd be fine. And I've got no issues DIYing it. So I was considering buying those foam blocks, getting them stuck to a wooden little partitioning thing, and then folding that open with a microphone on the stand. That would have been perfect. Some form of income from the podcast, which I can use for the podcast to make the podcast a little bit of a higher quality. It's fine as is, but I explained this to my brother with my job. Like, I'm uncomfortably comfortable. Like, I'm so comfortable, it's a problem. And right now with the podcast, I'm fine. I'm good. We're getting things done. We can do it. We're not having problems getting it done. I just lack timing to do it because of extenuating circumstances. But other than that, we're good. We're fine. There's no need to have to get a studio set up or something like that. I'm fine, but it's something I want to do in the long run. And the more you put in savings, the more the money grows, the more you can do with a big amount you have later down the line. So yeah, that is why I want to get some form of revenue going for this. And like I mentioned last week, this could be my money making hobby, so we'll see. But yeah, that's it from me. So the song of the week is a throwback to, I think, the first birthday episode I did for my birthday. The song of the week is Celebration by Kool & the Gang. Like, how is that not just such a good vibe? You know the song. I'm not even gonna sing it because I don't want to get flagged for something, but celebrate good times, people. Just do that. It's a golden oldie. So yeah, but just that's it. I'm done. I will wish you all the best because it's a new year for the podcast and I'm excited to get stuck in and just dig deep with it. But yeah, keep being a better being and I'll see you in next week's episode. Love you. Bye.